So, you have that new Moana movie for me?
Yes, sir. Wait, no, you asked me to develop a Disney Plus show.
Yeah, no, I know I did, and I'm sure you did a ton of work, but I changed my mind.
Okay, I guess I could trim a lot of stuff or...
Great, that shouldn't affect anything, right?
Well, it might feel like we're trying to cram a season's worth of ideas into a single movie and not really have time to develop any of it.
Great, that shouldn't affect anything, right?
Well...
To be honest, my niece and nephew would not stop singing those super catchy songs from the first one, and they've been asking for a sequel, so I just want to give them something to get them off my back.
With some new super catchy songs?
I didn't say that.
Okay, good.
So tell me about this thing.
Well, this movie takes place 3 years after the first one, and Moana's gonna have a frickin' vision telling her what she's gotta do this time around.
You should always listen to any visions you have. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll get on that right after this meeting. Don't worry about it.
What? Did you just have a vision right now?
I did. Hey, do you happen to have a crossbow? I have something I need to do after this.
No.
Dang it. Okay, I'll figure something out.
I feel like I should get out of here pretty quickly after this. Anyway, the vision she has is of an ancestor, and he has a warning for her.
What's the warning?
That this storm god Nalo sunk a legendary island that used to connect all the different people from the different islands.
Rude storm god, okay.
Yeah, and so if Moana doesn't find a way to raise this island, that'll lead to the extinction of her people.
When?
Eventually.
Uh-oh, better hurry.
So now Moana's got to put together a crew for her boat.
Why does she need a crew for this adventure?
Well, because this way we can kind of explore and develop these characters every episode, you know, really get to know them.
This is a movie now.
Right, no, right, okay, so we can't really flesh these characters out at all.
Flesh them out? No, that sounds graphic and gory anyway. This is for kids.
Right, okay, so each of these characters will have, like, one main thing that we don't really expand on and mostly play for jokes.
I like the sound of that, and so I guess Maui goes with them too.
Actually, Maui is only going to reunite with Moana in, like, episode 4.
No.
Sorry, like halfway through the movie.
How come?
Oh, he's been captured by this Batwoman.
I don't think we're allowed to use that character.
Well, actually, no, she's like this evil demigoddess, and she has bat-themed abilities.
Uh-oh.
So anyway, this crew takes off, but they get captured by those coconut pirates.
Very cute merchandising opportunities.
But turns out these freaking coconuts also want to raise that island, and they have to defeat this giant clam monster, and one of the coconuts goes with them.
Well, we do need a little cute non-speaking side character. This is a Disney movie, after all.
Yeah, well, the rooster's also gonna be there.
Oh, he is. Well, sometimes we have more than one of those characters.
And the pig.
The pig too. Okay. Yeah. All right.
And the ocean. The ocean is a non-speaking character too. It gives high fives and stuff.
Right. Well, hey, that's a lot.
Yeah, but that's it. And Maui's little tattoo guy.
All right. So a lot of this is going to be side characters doing wacky stuff.
Anyway, so they all end up inside this giant clam, right?
Ending up inside a giant clam is tight.
Oh my God. And so Moana actually gets separated from everybody and she comes face to face with the Bat Lady.
Uh-oh. Gonna be tough to get past her.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because even though I've been building her up as the main bad guy of this movie, turns out she's not.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it turns out she's just an enforcer of the big bad guy, and she's not actually evil. She's kind of nice, and she helps Moana out.
Oh. Well, okay.
Yeah, it turns out this freaking obstacle wasn't even... It was nothing. It would just... happened.
And I bet we got a song out of it.
We did.
Amazing. So then what happens?
Well, she sends all the good guys into a portal that lets them fast travel to where they want to go.
Well, great.
But when they get there, it's all tumultuous waves and stuff.
I thought Moana was friends with the ocean.
Not this part of it.
That works.
So that big bad guy Nalo sends some sea creatures after them, and one of the crew members almost dies.
Oh, no.
And then their raft gets damaged, and they all get washed up on the shore of this isolated island.
Dang, not good.
And so now Moana has lost her confidence, and so Maui sings her a little song, and that does the trick. She's confident again.
Well, great. Now it's time to repair the raft, I bet.
Oh, no. Her crewmates did that.
What? When?
While the main character was being sung at.
Oh, well, glad they were working on that off screen.
Yeah, it turned out great. So now they gotta head to this legendary island, and Maui has to lift it, and Moana has to touch it.
And we're finally gonna see the big bad guy?
What? No.
Oh, I thought we might.
No, why would we see the film's main antagonist? No, he's gonna send some clouds and wind and lightning and stuff.
Okay, so how do the main characters fare against the, you know, bad weather.
Oh, it's tough.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, lightning bolt's actually gonna make Maui lose his powers.
Oh, no.
And Moana's gonna have to dive deep into the water and touch the island, but then frickin' lightning kills her.
Oh, my God, I wonder if Moana from the Moana movie is permanently dead.
She's not.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, Maui does a magical chant and summons her ancestors, and she gets brought back as a demigoddess.
Wow, so what does that mean?
She has tattoos now.
Right, but what does it mean?
Oh, stuff, presumably.
Nice. Well, it's gonna be an interesting interesting dynamic to have Moana have powers and not Maui.
Oh no, he gets his powers back.
Oh, how?
By getting them back, so now the island that connects all people is lifted.
So now they gotta try to find the people from all the other islands?
Oh no, they all just kinda show up right then and there from all different directions.
Well, great!
Yeah, this is done now, so that part just kind of happens.
Fantastic, I'm glad they killed the bad guy. Did they do that?
Oh no, the bad guy's fine, he's just angrier now.
Oh, we're gonna see him?
You know it.
Good, cause I felt it was kinda weird.
In a post-credit scene.
Oh, sequel bait, okay, yeah, let's continue the story.
Yeah, and let's also work on a live-action remake of the first one and restart the story.
What?
And then we can remake this sequel in live-action and then work on Moana 4 and then make a live-action of Moana 3 and then we...
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.